Time for Pet Project. Yes, my special pet project every week to try and assist Bark in some small way to rehome some beautiful animals. And Ben from Bark is with us, as per usual, on a Thursday morning. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbie. Thanks for having me on again.
Pleasure. Now, interesting one today. We're trying to do the old two-for-one deal, get rid of, from your perspective, rehome two dogs. We've got Fred and Rosie, and they are beautiful deer hounds. These dogs are gorgeous.
They certainly are gorgeous. So for people that don't know what deer hounds look like, imagine some curly or wire hair-coated greyhounds. So very similar in build, just with that wiry coat. And just like greyhounds, they are both sight hounds. So they've got a very similar nature to the greyhounds, a much-loved dog, great for people in apartments and things like that. They curl up into little small balls and only require minimal exercise. But they do have the instincts of a greyhound. So they have those sight hound instincts and therefore need to be exercised on lead and kept away from other small critters and things like that.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing that a lot of people with dogs like this. They think, oh, big dog, it's going to be so much hard work. But they're basically pretty lazy. Give them their couple of walks a day and happy days, they'll sit around and snore most of the day.
Yeah, so keeping them in just those physical walks and then keeping their mind stimulated with toys and games and food enrichment puzzles and things like that. But these are both lovely dogs, around 3 years old, as you'd say. They were surrendered to Bark together and been together since young pups. So we're really keen to see them find a home together and curl up on the couch and live out their much-loved story, continuing with a new family.
And I believe they're pretty smoochy old doggies too.
Very much smoochy dogs. So despite their size, if they could curl up on your lap, they certainly would.
Do they need more training, do you think, Ben, or are they pretty good where they're at?
Look, all dogs that come from the shelter, we advise to do a little more training with Robbo, simply because that builds the relationship with the new owners. But these guys are pretty good. So they walk well on a lead. They enjoy their ball games. They both sit and do all the basic commands you ask of them. They've been much-loved dogs in their previous home, and unfortunately, just to a change in their owner's circumstances, they're with us looking for a new one.
And so tell me also, in terms of their, general demeanour, they're pretty easy to look after. Do they shed much or anything like that?
They need a little bit of grooming. They will shed, when the weather changes and, we get those different seasonal changes through. But just a brush once a week. They're not a thick-coated dog. They're quite wiry, so they're quite easy to maintain in that sense.
Good with kids?
They would love some kids to live with, very much so. Yeah. So, they're a great family dog, as we said. Just probably not around cats and other small animals.
Yep.
But, children and, a busy, inclusive household that could keep them involved and active and part of the family.
Awesome. Okay. How do people go about finding out more about Fred and Rosie?
Yeah, so they can have a look at our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au. Unfortunately, Robbo, I see a lot of dogs available for adoption at the moment. We have had a big influx of dogs in the recent weeks. So if Fred and Rosie aren't the right dogs for them, please jump on the website and have a look. I'm sure there's a four-legged friend, a canine or a feline, even a cat that would suit a family environment and might be just what they're looking for.
Brilliant stuff. Ben, as always, thanks for that. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.
All the best. Ben from Bark.